You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, new smoke-free 2025 laws will take effect. The law aims to protect children under the age of 18 by banning smoking and vaping inside cars with children, either moving or parked. This latest law change is part of the government's commitment to ensuring that by 2025, fewer than 5% of New Zealanders will be smokers. I spoke to ASH New Zealand director Deborah Hart about the new law to see what her organisation's perspective was on it. ASH New Zealand is the leading independent smoke-free campaign organisation in New Zealand. I began by asking Deborah to explain the law that will be put in place this week.
Yeah, sure. So what this is just another sort of initiative to help us get to the smoke-free 2025 goal, as so far as it relates to prohibiting smoking in cars. Smoking is, of course, uniquely harmful, and we know that secondhand smoke is harmful as well. So, you know, smoking in a closed-in area is terribly harmful. And we know that this has been happening. So we wanted laws to basically prohibit that.
Obviously, this is something that we've known for a while, but what has it taken to get these laws to come into place? Why now, I suppose?
Well, I suppose there's two parts to that question. One is that New Zealand is on a journey to get us to be smoke-free. So we're trying to get less than 5% of all the adults in our community smoking by the end of 2025. And we've tried all kinds of things to get us to that smoke-free goal. Many of your listeners will remember things like the tobacco taxes and plain packaging and, you know, those kinds of things, and making putting age restrictions on buying cigarettes and, those kinds of things. And this is another initiative to help us. And the government is soon going to announce more initiatives to help us to get to the smoke-free goal. So they will be coming out very soon, within weeks. So that's one side. But the other side of it is that we know from two very important surveys that there has been quite a lot of smoking in cars. So the 2018 Youth Insights survey evidence that 15% of 14 to 15 year olds were exposed to secondhand smoke in vehicles, and Maori and Pacific youth had even higher rates. The New Zealand Health Survey also found high rates of youth and children being exposed to secondhand smoke in cars, and couple that together with a really high degree of acceptance that there shouldn't be smoking in cars, it leads to this legislation.
This new law includes vaping as well as smoking, and I feel like often the discussions around smoking and vaping are that vaping's not as bad, but why has vaping been included in this law?
Well, I think it's silly that it's been included in this law. It conflates smoking and vaping. And whilst there is loads of evidence that secondhand smoking is hazardous to health, there is not the same evidence in relation to vaping. And we can debate how much less harmful vaping is than cigarette smoking, but the evidence is very clear. It's a lot less harmful. Do we want people vaping around anybody else? No, it's probably a nuisance more than anything else, but it is not nearly the same level of harm as smoking around children. So, you know, we would say that whilst we understand why the government put it into this legislation, really it helps to conflate and confuse people. And what we want people to do is to get off smoking, and we know that vaping is highly disruptive to the smoking industry, and a lot of people are using it to help them get off smoking. So it's a harm reduction tool, and we want to support it as a harm reduction tool.
And so the motivation behind the government including it is to basically not advise doing either? Is that sort of the reason?
I couldn't tell you what their reason is, but the government has plainly said it wants vaping to be used as a harm reduction tool. It passed vaping legislation last year, so it wants to protect young people from taking up vaping, and it wants to use vaping to help us get to the smoke-free goal. So that's quite a balancing act, of course, because, you know, less harm than smoke is not no harm. So we know that cigarette smoking is uniquely harmful. We know that vaping is a lot less harmful than smoking, and so it's a really good harm reduction tool. But we don't want young people to be doing it just for the fun of it all.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the policing issue. There have been some concerns about whether it should be policed by police, whether this should be something that's more of an education, health issue and a discussion, perhaps. Even the Police Association President, Chris Cahill, is a little concerned about whether people who are issued fines would be able to afford them or whether it's the right thing to do to be policed. So yeah. What are your sort of thoughts on that?
Well, we don't want to see people who are smoking in cars automatically fined. What we know is that smoking is now confined generally to the poorest in our society. So they can ill afford those fines. We also know that smoking creates quite a dependence. So most people who smoke have tried many times to give up smoking. We would like to see the police taking more of an educative role.
How realistic is the 2025 goal for a smoke-free New Zealand? Because it does feel like it's creeping up. The last couple of years have been sort of a bit funny in terms of time. So, yeah, 2025 is just around the corner. How are you feeling about New Zealand getting there to being smoke-free?
So the thing about smoke-free is we have 4 years, 1 month and 8 days as of today. 4 years, 1 month, 8 days to get us to the smoke-free target. If we continue doing what we're doing right now, we will not get there. Smoking rates are falling. There's no two ways about that. But we need to be doing more. And the government, to its credit, has agreed and said we need to do more and is about to come out with its smoke-free plan. And that plan, if it implements even sort of three-quarters of the things that it has proposed, it will be world-leading. And if they really do implement it well, we have the opportunity to get to smoke-free 2025. Why is that important? Because right now, today, 14 people are going to die of smoking. 14 people today, 14 people tomorrow, 14 people the day after. It's as big a problem as that. And what the government has to do is it has to properly fund community-led initiatives to get people to help people to quit, and they need to support mass media campaigns that will support us getting to the smoke-free goal. And then they need to do things that are going to require legislation, like reducing the palatability of cigarettes, things like banning cigarette butts, which will also help our environment. And they need to do things like supply reduction. So a whole range of things that they need to do, and to their credit, they're saying that they're going to do them.
That was Deborah Hart, the director of ASH New Zealand, speaking on the new law that will ban smoking and vaping in cars with children moving or parked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.